the website address, http://www.telepath.com/BELIEVER. That's http://www.telepath.com/believer. Once again, http://www.telepath.com/believer. His followers, emulating him, sought to be all things to all men and women, and promised everyone fulfillment of his or her needs and desires, no matter how contradictory. Weishaupt organized a ladies' auxiliary of the Order of Illuminati that was limited, ladies and gentlemen, to virtuous or relatively virtuous women whom he promised protection of hearth and home. You know it as co-masonry. He also organized a women's auxiliary for tramps, bums, and prostitutes to whom he promised a monopoly of the favors of the husbands of the members of the ladies' auxiliary. Pretty smart, huh? This method has been followed faithfully by Weishaupt's successors in the conspiracy. And between the two orders of women has been able to garner the material to blackmail the leaders of the community whenever they attempted to get out of hand. Several members of groups offered Weishaupt special problems. The Protestant princes and rulers of Germany and Europe were delighted with Weishaupt's plans to destroy the Catholic Church, and they flocked to the order. They brought with them control of the Masonic order in which they initiated Weishaupt and his fellow conspirators in 1777. Subsequently, at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, they effected a merger of the Order of Illuminati and the Masonic Order. Weishaupt sought and welcomed the powerful support of these rulers. But he realized that he must not permit them to suspect that in furtherance of his internationalist goal of one world dictatorship, the order was dedicated to destroying them also. Isn't it amazing? I find it absolutely amazing, even terrifying, tragic, and sometimes abjectly hilarious. Humorous to the point of heart attack time. Weishaupt craftily solved this problem by limiting the princes and rulers to the lower degrees and barring them from the knowledge of the true purposes of the order that were revealed cautiously only to those in the higher degrees. Renegade Jesuits, whom Weishaupt initially welcomed, then rejected, and finally welcomed once again into the order, and Jews, who were initially rejected and later were welcomed, also constituted special problems. Eventually, however, Weishaupt and his successors welcomed into the order these groups and all others that could be trusted to be thoroughly discontent with the prevailing order, and he learned how to manipulate and control them all. Each different group thinking that they were working their own agenda for their own furtherance of their own happiness. Never caught on, not even to this day, that they are manipulated for the furtherance of the Order of Illuminati, according to Weishaupt's plans and for no other agenda. It was primarily renegade Catholics, chronic malcontents and revolutionaries among the Protestants and Jews who were selectively advanced to the highest degrees and innermost secrets of the Order of Illuminati and its successor organizations. And that's why you see so many of these people engaged in treason and destruction of the Republic. But it is a mistake to say that it is the Catholics. It is a mistake to say that it is the Jews. For most Catholics and most Jews don't even understand what's happening to them, much less are they participating in any plan or agenda to bring it about. In time, crafty, cunning use was made of the Jews by the Illuminist conspirators. Special Illuminist lodges were set up among them, such as the Egyptian Rite of Memphis, established by Cagliostro, the Rite of Mizraim, established in Paris, and the Haskalah, Hebrew for enlightenment or Illuminism, in the Slavic countries, and B'nai B'rith in the United States of America, with its propaganda arm, the Anti-Defamation League. The Illuminists gained the support of the Jews by pretending to foster the movement for their liberation and release from the ghetto. More than a century elapsed before it might have become obvious to the Jewish supporters of the Illuminist socialist communist conspiracy that their supposed liberators merely planned to impose on them and on fellow minority dupes far more brutal, murderous forms of serfdom and inhumanity that bear the names of National Socialism, Nazis, and Communism, the Soviet Union, where Jews were enslaved in labor camps and killed and murdered, along with Poles and Gypsies and Slavs and Negroes and Christians. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, most of them fail to recognize how they have been betrayed and how they have betrayed themselves and have been duped into the role of cat's paws who further their own destruction by becoming pawns of the master conspirators. And in this country, the only country in the history of the world that has truly welcomed them and given them a place in our society and allowed them to be free with all the rights and protections of all of the citizens, some of them have joined with the conspirators to destroy it and once again enslave themselves as they have been throughout the history of the world, thinking that socialism will set them free. Well, Hitler didn't set them free, and Hitler was a socialist. German National Socialist Workers' Party is the true meaning of Nazi. It is not right-wing, could not be right-wing, never has been right-wing. All forms of control lie on the left. The right goes further and further toward anarchy. Somewhere in the middle is the constitutional republic called the United States of America, where all people have one uniting common bond, and that is freedom. And they had better not have the propensity to give it up. For the opposite of freedom is enslavement. Without freedom, you are enslaved. So why are these people working toward that end? Well, for the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to read Hegel. And I know that most of you never heard the name before. Asking you to go to your library and look for Hegel's works, which are for the most part tedious and hard reading, but nevertheless will awaken in you the understanding of how you are manipulated by creating clashes between groups and ideas and peoples and races and religions in order to further the conspiracy of the Illuminists. United we stand, united with freedom, under responsibility, working toward the furtherance and the maintenance of freedom with responsibility, we can remain free. Allowing ourselves to be divided and pitted against each other is the sure road to enslavement. And that's the road that we are on right this moment. All of these peoples who have been duped continue to play a prominent but minor role in the conspiracy. As a result of it, they have leaped quite literally from the frying pan into the fire, from the ghetto to the concentration camp and its gas chamber and incinerator, and those things are coming again here in America. Unless we wake up and stop it. And the conspirators' plan for effecting a dictatorship, the device of wiping out individuality through regimentation into organizations dominated by themselves in which the so-called faceless rank and file are denied any voice has been relied upon heavily. Today, people unite behind the phony philosophy of political correctness, thinking that they are doing themselves a favor. Ducking the truth and inventing lies to sound good and feel good rather than face the truth. And so they deny themselves any voice. The key organizations in this regimentation have been labor unions, political parties, from the very beginning, the control of labor has been one of the first goals dictated by Adam Weishaupt. And the poor members of the unions don't even understand what's going on, for their leaders hobnob in the same clubs with the management that they oppose. Anyone can write for and obtain a list of membership of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and see that right along with the scions of industry and the great heads of corporations are sitting the leaders of the labor unions and the labor movement. Great friends, all working toward the same goal. One world, utopian totalitarian socialist government. For control of labor ladies and gentlemen, implies control of the bulk of the populace and control of virtually all production and services. Our industrial base is being destroyed to break up any hope that the common worker in this country will have any political power. And our great industrial base is being changed to a service-based economy, which always pays low wages. Industry has moved out of the United States of America under NAFTA and GATT to places where they don't have to pay anybody hardly anything. And so begins the decline of the standard of living of the freest people who've had the greatest opportunity in the history of the world. These conspirators have assured themselves control of the earnings and wealth of the workers and enabled them to levy a special tax for the privilege of working, for their own private enrichment, and for the further financing of the conspiracy. It has also given the conspirators a weapon with which to blackmail on an unlimited scale under the pretense of welfare, health funds, and pensions, and an endless array of devices which they promise you and you contribute to and your employer contributes to, and then when it comes time to retire, you find those funds have gone, disappeared, they're not there anymore. And so you go back to fall upon the old reliable Social Security, live in a hovel and eat cat food in your old age, until finally your children house you in the old folks' home, out of sight, out of mind, and there you wait to die. Like the knights of medieval times, the conspirator labor leaders represent that they are protecting labor while exploiting, despoiling, looting, and blackmailing the workers. These Illuminists, ladies and gentlemen, carefully hide from their victims that the regimentation in unions is the initial stage of the conspiracy and establishes the framework of the organization that spells their actual enslavement when the ultimate goal of dictatorship is attained. And the people who are in these unions don't even understand that these unions began as secret societies, extensions of the lodges of the Illuminati, with their secret esoteric rites of initiation and all of the other trappings of the sacrifice in the grove and the worship of the moon and the sun and the stars. They don't even know their own history. Not even the most rabidly radical of the conspirators among the labor leaders dares deny that the workers of Soviet Russia were reduced to slavery through unionization, exactly as planned by Adam Weishaupt and his followers, Roosevelt and Marx. Roosevelt is the one who began the enslavement of the American people under socialism with his New Deal, promising people something for nothing. And these blithering idiots, not understanding that the government doesn't have anything that it can give to the people that doesn't first come from the people and that isn't on the way from the people to the government and back to the people, robbed and depleted by the great bureaucracy which serves it. They would have been better off if they'd have kept their money in their own community. You see, Weishaupt was a master criminal of the type that appears at rare intervals in world history. You think Hitler was bad? You think Hitler had a perverted mind? You think Hitler was a dark genius in history? Study Adam Weishaupt. For it is Adam Weishaupt's Order of the Illuminati under the Tool Society that brought Hitler to power in Germany. Hitler was just another puppet, ladies and gentlemen. Weishaupt, the master criminal, who alone conspire to attaining mastery over the world by their utter ruthlessness and rule it as one world, their own world, the order of the Illuminati that he created. The great organization of criminals. They aspire to attaining mastery over the world by utter ruthlessness. To rule it is one world, their own world. And their allegiance, their loyalty is only to their order, only to their secret esoteric religion, only to the furtherance and completion of their great plan. He operated, Weishaupt operated, as a prince of confidence men. He undertook to convince all elements of society that they would reap vast benefits, all that they desired from his conspiracy, which was cynically designed to betray them all. Workers who were to be enslaved, employers who were to be looted and ruined, rulers who were to be overthrown and executed, clergymen whose religions were to be wiped out. And all of it is happening today in front of your eyes, and you still cannot recognize that this is the culmination, the fruition of a plan brought about centuries ago. You think it is accidental. Don't you think that if everything was happening by accident, that at least some of it would happen in our favor? By the cell type of organization of the conspiracy, Weishaupt undertook to prevent the segregated groups from learning that all of them were to be betrayed instead of being led to salvation. And today it doesn't even matter. Everybody knows that these people are lying to them, but they still promote them, still support them, still give them money, still vote for them, still put them into office. You can't tell me that there's anybody in the United States of America that doesn't understand that a politician, when he's talking to one group, is lying to them, and he goes down to the group that opposes that group he just finished talking to and tells them what they want to hear and lies to them also. Everybody knows it. Nobody seems to care. The conspiracy was well designed to play upon the weaknesses, selfishness, greed, cupidity, and stupidity of the bulk of mankind, the great masses of sheeple that roam across the plains of the earth. All of them looking for a free handout. None of them understanding that nothing is free, and all of the handouts ultimately come from them to begin with. Government has no industry, has no way to make a nickel. All of the money that government has comes from your pockets. And whatever you get from the government has been looted first before you ever even get a penny of it. But you think you're getting something from nothing, something free, don't you? Well, that's something free, ladies and gentlemen, costs you 6 months of labor to pay for every year. You have to work for 6 full months to pay the piper before you can start to work to put anything in your pocket. And I'm being conservative in my estimate because it's really a lot more once you add up all the interest and usury that you pay and the hidden taxes that you don't even know are there. It's more than 6 months. And to think, you really believe that the Founding Fathers instigated a revolution so they didn't have to pay a few pennies in tea tax. And that's not the reason for the revolution at all. It was because the Bank of England tried to take away our ability to create and control our own money. Robeson, in his Proofs of a Conspiracy, sums up Weishaupt's Illuminist program as follows, quote, "In the lodges, death was declared eternal sleep. Patriotism and loyalty were called narrow-minded prejudices incompatible with benevolence. They meant to abolish laws which protected property accumulated by long-continued and successful industry, and to prevent future accumulations, they intended to root out all religion and ordinary morality, to break the bonds of domestic life by destroying veneration for marriage vows and by taking the education of children out of the hands of parents," end quote. All of this is happening right in front of your eyes, and you don't even understand because you don't study history. You don't read Robeson. You have never picked up a book by Goethe or Hegel or Kant. You never read Aristotle. And these things are not taught in our schools anymore. Because the next generation is not supposed to know it. They cannot be slaves if they understand what is being worked upon them. You see, these plans could only derive from a successful imposition on mankind of the organizational aspects of this conspiracy. This organization, modified to adapt it to the American conditions, are embodied in Clinton Roosevelt's book called Science of Government. Direct derivatives of such organization are the administrative phases of Weishaupt's conspiracy. They are, in effect, the following essential measures, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll give you those after this pause. And their henchmen in government who destroyed, debased the monetary system of the United States of America, who took us off of real money, gold and silver coin, and plunged us into the continual and constant and never-ending inflation of a paper counterfeit money system called Federal Reserve Notes, which is not federal. There is no reserve. They are not notes by any legal definition of the term. And they're not dollars. A dollar is a unit of measurement. A specific unit of measurement for a specific weight and purity of silver coin. And that is what's called a dollar. Do you know why that our coins are sandwiched now? You see, our coins used to be real silver, and we used to have real silver dollars. And we used to have silver certificates, which were backed by an equivalent value and weight and purity of silver coin in a vault somewhere, and no dollar could be issued without that backing. They were called silver certificates, and when they said $1, they meant it could be exchanged for $1 in real money. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Now you have what looks like silver coins. You see, these people are very smart. They know that you don't know anything about money, so all they have to do is put up the illusion that you're dealing with money. And so that when they changed, when they debased our coinage, when they destroyed our money system and made our coins out of copper, they just coated it with a substance that appears to be silver on both sides. so that you wouldn't know the difference. But if you turn it on edge and look at it, you'll see that it is a copper coin. Why do they go to the trouble of putting a layer of silver on both sides if it's a copper coin? Why not just make copper coins? It would be cheaper. Well, folks, they don't want you to start asking questions. They don't want you to see that you're really not dealing with silver. And as long as it looks like it's silver, you will accept it as silver. Because for the most part, most people are ignorant, apathetic, and yes, even stupid. We have allowed ourselves to be robbed. Our nation is being stolen right from under our feet. And we all march around knowing that something's terribly wrong, but it can't happen here, and it could never happen to me. You need to learn about money. You need to call Swiss America Trading. Ask for a copy of the free newsletter. Tell them that you're a listener to the Hour of the Time, and you'll get red carpet treatment. Ask them how you can get your hands on some real money. And it's not expensive like you might think. You can set up a program where you send so much each month. Once they've accumulated X number of dollars, you get X number of coins, silver or gold, whatever you decide, whatever you choose, and whatever price range you want. But you need to do it. You must do it. For when all of this phoniness comes tumbling down around our ears, as it has always done in all instances that it has ever been propagated in history, if you don't have some real money to fall back on, you're doomed. You are just doomed. I'm sorry to have to say that to your face, but it is the truth. And if I could, I would reach through this microphone right out through the speaker of your radio and slap you upside the head to try to awaken you to the truth of what is happening to you in this country. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. 1-800-289-2646, folks, and do it now. You'll be glad that you did. I can't guarantee you that gold and silver coins will still be non-confiscatable, non-reportable in the next 2 hours. Adapted this conspiracy to American conditions in this country, ladies and gentlemen, are as follows. The overthrow of existent governments and their replacement by dictatorship of the conspirators in the United States that's being done through regionalism. The states are in the process of disappearing and regional governments are taking over. They are not elected, they are appointed. They are, in fact, dictatorships. The next is looting individuals and nations of their wealth through such devices as violence and war, capital and income taxes, terrorism, confiscatory inheritance taxes, and eventually an end of private ownership of all property, except at the hands of the conspirators who would then own all property and usurp the power that such ownership would yield. Destruction of all religions, supplanting them with doctrines laid down by the conspirators, and the new religion will be secular humanism. You can hear everybody preaching this all over the dial, all over your television set every day. Listen to the man from the Crystal Palace in California, Reverend Schuller. Listen carefully to Paul and Jan Crouch and to Pat Robertson. Listen carefully to what they are telling you, to what they are teaching you. And listen carefully to the Pope, who has just announced to all of the Catholics of the world that the Vatican now accepts as truth the doctrine of biological evolution. I'm making no judgment about what is right is wrong, or what is wrong is right, or who is right or who is wrong. I'm merely pointing out to you the method that this is being enacted upon the American people and upon the world. Destruction of the family and supplanting its discipline by that of the dictators. No more discipline in school. No more discipline by parents. And the family is being destroyed. Internationalism that was required by the conspirators' scheme for control over one world, involving the outlawing of patriotism and the fostering of treason. And that is really what is behind the attack upon American patriots and the militia. And it will get worse. And there will be worse incidents of terror in the heartland and all across the United States. And if they have to do it in order to disarm the American people and bring about their one world totalitarian utopian socialist government, they will, they are prepared to, and they will detonate an atomic weapon in an American city. And they've been preparing you for it for many months now, telling you that atomic weapons have disappeared from the old Soviet armories, that terrorists are engaged in buying weapons-grade plutonium, that countries like Iraq have nuclear reactors and are engaged in the production of atomic bombs. It's all crap, ladies and gentlemen, and it's designed to make you believe that when this happens in an American city, that we must all disarm, give up the only power that the people have to protect their freedoms, and bow down to a universal world dictatorship in order to secure ourselves from crime and drugs and terrorism. It is a manipulation on a monumental scale. And if Americans give up their arms, that will be the same hour that Americans become enslaved. It will be the day, the minute, the hour that will be marked in the history of the world that the world of human beings went backward. Into enslavement and serfdom, into a new dark age. These aspects of the conspiracy were first widely broadcast with the aid of Clinton Roosevelt and his Illuminist associates by Heinrich Karl Marx, who, as usual, plagiarized them without even intimating that the Weishaupt A luminous source was the place where he drug all this out. And almost every plank of the Communist Manifesto of Karl Marx and Heinrich Engels has been implemented in the United States of America, except for the elimination of the middle class, the destruction of the economy, and the redistribution of wealth. Those are on the horizon. They will be here soon. Very soon, I can assure you. You don't have to have a crystal ball to know it and be able to predict it. All you have to do is look at history, read their works, see who's in control, and understand the plan that they are following. They have never deviated from their plan, and they have used the exact same methods in every country that they have conquered all over the world. I can see it because I study history. I have been continually right in my predictions, and in fact, I can say with all honesty, all honesty and be 100% correct, that I am the only man in the world today who has been consistently accurate in every prediction that I have ever made except for one. I predicted the invasion of Panama within 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. And the only time that I've ever been wrong in a prediction was when I said Manuel Noriega would not be tried in an American court of law because it goes against the law of nations. You cannot. You don't have jurisdiction. You cannot go to a foreign country, kidnap the head of that country, bring it back to your country, and place them on trial. It's an act of war. And all officials of foreign governments have diplomatic immunity. But you see, when I made that prediction, I didn't understand that they were so far along in their plan that nation states are no longer sovereign. The illusion of diplomatic immunity is just that, an illusion. And that the world government is really already in place, and that the armed forces of the United States of America are the police force for that world order, for that world government. Ask Michael New. On July 16, 1782, at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, an alliance was entered into by the Masonic Order and the Order of Illuminati, which has had tremendous repercussions in world history. The 2,000 lodges of the Order of Illuminati that had come into existence almost overnight joined the lodges of the Masonic Order in a worldwide organization that claimed over 3 million members. The Order of Illuminati started when the American Revolution was already underway, and therefore played no significant part in it. However, before the colonies were united, the Constitution adopted, and our Republic established, 15 lodges of the Order of Illuminati were established in the 13 colonies. In 1785, the Columbian Lodge of the Order of Illuminati was established in New York City. With it were identified Governor DeWitt Clinton, and later Clinton Roosevelt, Charles A. Dana, and Horace Greeley. In 1786, there was established a lodge in Virginia, with which was identified Thomas Jefferson. When the Order of Illuminati was exposed as a revolutionary conspiracy in Bavaria, and Weishaupt was attacked, Jefferson, an ardent Illuminist, defended Weishaupt as an enthusiastic philanthropist. Exactly as Weishaupt had dictated they were to be portrayed to the masses of sheeple. The Order of Illuminati, ladies and gentlemen, rapidly gained such influence in the colonies that its members were able to force the adoption of the Order's insignia as the Great Seal of the United States of America. It can be found on the left side of the reverse of the $1 Federal Reserve note, and on the old silver certificates of the Treasury. Its eye mounted on a pyramid signifies the all-seeing eye that was symbolic of Illuminism's terrorist espionage system, the counterpart of the Gestapo, the OGPU, and the NKVD, the KGB, and of the other cruel and brutal spy nets that Weishaupt's disciples have since adopted. In this country, it's known as the Central Intelligence Agency. Placing the symbol and the Great Seal of the USA was a warning that the entire power of the Republic stood behind the very conspiracy that aimed to destroy it and threatened violence supported by terrorist espionage to those who opposed the conspirators. Thus, the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on April the 19th, 1995. Nodus Ordo Seclorum announces the New Deal, the New Order of the Ages, the New World Order of Weishaupt's Illuminus. The date on the insignia and seal base of the pyramid, MDCCLXXVI, or 1776, is not meant as the date of the Declaration of Independence, which occurred in the same year, but is the date of the founding of Weishaupt's conspiracy, the Order of Illuminati. And if you understand the machinations of the Order of the Trapezoid, then you can take those Roman numerals and apply them to the trapezoidal system, as above, so below, You can trace them back to the foundation of the Knights Templar. And you can see their goal is the establishment, ladies and gentlemen, of the Antichrist upon the throne of the world. It is no secret to them. They believe the God of the Bible is the God of darkness, is a charlatan, an unjust, vindictive God, and that Lucifer is the savior of the human race. And that he set men free when he gave man the gift of intellect in the Garden of Eden. And through the use of this gift of intellect, man himself will become God, is the promise of Satan to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Whether you believe it or not, that's what these people believe, and you'd better understand what they believe, because they are in control, and they are going to affect you with their beliefs, no matter what you think or care. How about that? Never, ladies and gentlemen, in the history of the world have revolutionary conspirators been more audacious or less suspected. And they're hiding nothing. It is all out in the open. All of it can be found by anyone who wants to look. But the sheep will stumble around with wool over their eyes, bumping into each other, waiting for the Judas goat to lead them into the pens to be sheared and then up the ramp into the slaughterhouse. Bleeding all the time. Bah. Can't happen to me. In Bavaria, as has been stated, the Order of Illuminati was exposed as a nefarious conspiracy, and it was forced underground in 1785. It was actually disclosed by an act of divine intervention when a messenger galloping down a road with saddlebags full of dispatches from Weishaupt's Bavarian Illuminati to another lodge was struck by lightning and was killed and fell off of his horse. The people looked in the saddlebags and found the dispatches and turned them over to the government, who then exposed the conspiracy. In the United States, it continued to thrive and prosper in spite of numerous attacks from public platform and pulpit as a subversive counter-revolutionary conspiracy that aimed to destroy our government and Constitution. But that was the plan all along. You see, this country was really created, ladies and gentlemen, to give the common man a taste of freedom, something that the common man had never had in the history of the world, so as to topple the kings and queens from their thrones. And all of our founding fathers wrote about this. They warned us. They told us that the base nature of the human animal, human nature, would be our downfall. And that if we did not remain eternally vigilant and grasp our freedom and be prepared and willing to die for that freedom, using the tools that they gave us, including the second article in amendment to the Constitution, that we would lose our freedom and would be once again enslaved. They understood human nature, and they understood exactly what was going to happen, that we would backslide into a system of accepting benefits from Big Brother, giving up our freedom in return for a guarantee of a modicum of security. And freedom from hunger. Among the attackers of the Illuminati in 1798 were Reverend Jedediah Morse, President Timothy Dwight of Yale University, now one of the subversive organizations in this country. And to the chagrin of many modern Harvardites, Harvard is the source of most of the traitors who are bringing this country down, Harvard and Yale, and some of the other Ivy League colleges. David Tappan, a Harvard officer, was vehement in his attack of Illuminism. In 1800, following some riots centering about activities of the order in New York City and elsewhere, many Illuminist lodges went underground or completely merged with Masonic lodges. And I hear people say, it's a myth. There's no such thing as the Illuminati. There never was. You just made it up. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I got to tell you, folks, if you will obtain a copy of the 1828 edition of Webster's Dictionary and turn to the page that has the definition of Illuminati on it, you will not just see a small paragraph. You'll see a couple of pages of definition of the different derivations of the term illumined, Illuminati, Illuminist. And it will confirm to you that I did not make it up. It is historical fact. And if you can get some of the early editions of the Encyclopedia Britannica, you will find pages and pages on the Illuminati in there. But they're difficult to find. You see, somebody bought them up and destroyed them. But if you look hard enough, you can still find some of the earliest editions of the Encyclopedia Britannica around, which will clearly tell you that the Order of the Illuminati is not the imagination of William Cooper or anyone else. It is a real subversive organization bent upon the destruction of all existing governments, religions, and organizations of freedom in the world. Their goal is to shackle the masses of people and establish a one-world totalitarian utopian socialist order. It is a fact. And it is coming to America and not to your local theater. I'm William Cooper. You've been listening to The Hour of the Time. Good night. God bless you. And may God save this republic. Shall make you free. Thank you. This is the Voice of Freedom. Broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried on WRMI, Worldwide Shortwave Radio, 9955 kHz, Monday through Friday nights, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stay tuned now for all oldies, most of the time.